Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, as you may know, an asteroid with the snappy name of TC4 passed by our planet earlier this week. It came within 4,200 miles, which in astronomical terms is very, very close indeed. But while NASA claims that it presented no danger, others are assigning a more profound meaning to the appearance of TC4. Among them is the Philadelphia-based blogger and poet Mel Brake, who says the asteroid is a sign that the Virgin Mary is due to return to Earth, triggering the start of end times. Mel, good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad, and thanks very much for talking with us today. So could you lay out for us, Mel, why you think this particular asteroid coming so close to our planet is a sign?
Yes, Sean, I can, and thanks for having me. First of all, I am a poet and blogger, and I wear many hats. Besides, I'm also a psychic. About 3 years ago, I received a vision from, I call her Mother Mary, or the Virgin Mary, and she told me, she said that she's going to come back. And she told me in 3 years, and she said there will be a sign, and the sign would be either a star or a bright light that would be in the southern hemisphere. So when I was aware of the asteroid that you mentioned and that it came so close to Earth, and I put two and two together, and also today, October 13th, is the 100th anniversary of when she appeared as Lady Fatima. Mm-hmm. So I said, this is the time.
Right. Okay. So are you sure that it's this particular asteroid, that it mightn't be another asteroid, that it might be one in 100 years' time?
Good question. I feel that is this particular asteroid. Here's why. Because September 23rd, last month, there was also a sign in the skies. And at that point, the Virgo was in the sign of, the sun was in the sign of Virgo. And so the Virgo was clothed in the light. At the same point, at this in sign of Virgo, the moon was at her feet, and above her head were 12 stars. That was also mentioned in Revelation 12. So that was also the sign of her returning, in addition to the asteroid that passed yesterday.
Now, and you may be referring to, there's a passage in Revelation 12:1, I believe, where it does talk about a sign appearing in heaven, and this is a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, ahead of a crown of 12 stars. Now, what's going to happen?
Yes,
is that literally going to appear in the sky?
It actually did, because what I did was, I have like an iPhone like everyone does. So I went outside on that day in the morning in Philadelphia, and I did like a Google map of the stars. And Sean, there it was, right in front of anyone who could see it. It was right there.
Right.
And that hadn't happened in 12,000 years. That hasn't happened in 12,000 years. Last time that happened.
Well, that is quite extraordinary. So what happens next, Mal?
Yeah, good question. What happens next is, I believe that's going to be a gradual change. I believe that's going to be Earth changes that you showed me. Like, for instance, here in the U.S., after we had the American solar eclipse, August 21st, there was, after that, within a month, four major hurricanes that hit the USA. They were Cat 4s that has never happened historically within one hurricane season. So I feel there's going to be more hurricanes, there's going to be more earthquakes, more changes in the Earth is what I'm feeling.
And these would be what people are already predicting is a result of climate change.
Yes, I believe so. I think that's what we're looking at scientifically. I'm looking at it in terms of what she told me in terms of a vision. But it's the same principle, I believe.
Yeah, and is this leading to the end of the world?
Well, good question. I mean, when I was publishing the Daily Express, I mean, that was a headline they used. I feel a change. I mean, some type of change, some type of, can we all get along? Can we all live as people on the planet? Can we respect the planet? I do feel that type of end of just the aggression to the planet and towards the common man.
Mm. So we don't know if this is the end of the world or not, then. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. We don't know, but I do feel it's the start of some type of change. Exactly what, I don't know. She didn't exactly tell me, you know, like what would happen specifically, just an indication that this is a time of change.
Okay. That's a bit vague, though. Why didn't she tell you?
Well, I think because, as anyone knows, that, you know, the time of, let's say, Christ's return, the time of her returning, no one knows that specifically. I think there's more indications of change coming, but no one really knows specifically. No one knows that.
Right.
Everyone
okay.
says they know that, they don't know it.
Okay, but I would imagine the Virgin Mary would know.
Well, I think she would know, but she didn't give me a specific end date. She just said, on this day and this time, October 13, 2007, there will be a change. And I feel that change will be gradual.
Right, okay. And when she appeared to you, Mel, how do you experience that? Is it a vision? Do you see her? Do you kind of get a sense of her? You know, what was she wearing?
A good question. Well, she came as a ghost figure. It's almost like she's a ghost. She's translucent, and she has on a robe, and she's all white. And then she says, "Fear not," because every time I see her, it's a vision. I'm afraid because I feel her energy as well, so I know that it's her. And she says, "Be not afraid." And she says, "You know, I am Mother Mary, and I have a message."
Mm. And does this typically happen when you're at home? Could you be in a Starbucks and it could happen?
It can happen anywhere, but usually it happens when I'm asleep. On one occasion, it happened when I was out in nature.
Right, okay. If it happens when you're asleep, how do you know it's just not a dream?
I know it's not a dream because she always makes references to events that happen. Like, for instance, she told me about the event in Sandy Hook up in Connecticut that happened before it happened. She showed me that tragedy. So she showed me events that happened, so I know that it's her.
Yeah.
Because it's the same energy when she comes to me and she gives me some specific information, visions that happen. So I know it's her. She has, let's say, an energy signature, so to speak.
Right. And as I understand, she also, on one of her visits with you, predicted the election of Donald Trump, and it didn't seem like it was a particularly optimistic picture she showed you.
It was not optimistic, exactly. She came to me also before the election, during the election, after the election. She showed me that Donald Trump would start World War III. She showed me that November 2016.
That was when she visited you. Yeah, didn't give you a date when the actual war would start, though.
No, she didn't give me a date. She just said, "Beware, beware. He is going to bring the country, the world to World War III."
Oh my
but
God!
But no specific date.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
look at current events. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah. No, it's just that you were saying before that that today there's a start of some sort of change, but you don't know if it's going to be good or bad. If the Virgin Mary has already told you that World War III is going to start, then it's going to be bad.
Well, yeah, that prediction, yes. But again, I think what she's also saying, Sean, is that get ready for more change, like, again, earth changes, global earth changes, tsunamis, you know, things of that nature, get ready for war. So, you know, she's giving me different information about changes, but as far as, you know, her return, the end of the world, that I don't know specifically.
Right, okay. Having talked to you so far, Mel, I don't feel more optimistic about the future, to be honest with you. It sounds a bit grim.
Well, I mean, I think what it is, I look at it this way, you know, it's based on what we all do. It's based on what the world do. It's based on what humanity does. I think when humanity changes for the better, then I think there'll be better information. I think it's up to us. What she's giving us, Sean, the warnings is what it is.
Yeah. When she warned you in advance about Sandy Hook, she didn't give you enough specific information to warn the people there that this was going to happen.
Well, here's what I did. On my blog, I always put the warning information out. Whether people act on it or not, that's up to them. But I do put the information out.
But did you know specifically it was going to be in Sandy Hook?
No. What she showed me was she showed me smoke and fire, which was gunfire. She showed me a time frame that would happen in 2 or 3 months. And she showed me New England. So she showed me information that, I'll be honest, that I'm not able really to pinpoint until the event happens.
Mm. But if she'd given you specific information, you could have prevented the deaths of a lot of people.
Well, it's not up to me, because I'm not the killer, I'm not the murderer.
It's kind of up to her, I would have thought.
Yeah, I'm the messenger. Remember, we all have free will. We all have free will. We all can decide and choose what we want to do. So it's up to us. We have free will. I think that's what it's about. We can decide whether we're going to become. We can decide whether we're going to be harmful. It's up to us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's not up to any message or vision.
Yeah. No, it's just that if the Virgin Mary is going to bother to warn you about something like Sandy Hook, you know, it would have been more useful to give you specific information so you could have contacted the authorities and said, I know this is going to happen.
Well, I think, Sean, if I contacted those with information, they would think I was nuts.
No. You seem perfectly sane to me.
They would. Because a lot of people, Sean, I mean, people like myself and there are others like us who get visions, the minute we start talking in public or issue that, people think we're crazy. They do. So we're really disregarded and discounted. So what I do as when I get this information, I just share it on my blog, and who finds it, finds it. I think there are a lot of people who read me, so I do hope it does help people in general.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not up to me to save the world.
It's up to all of us to save the world, surely. So we all have to do our small bit. You're also a poet, as well as being, as you say, you have many hats and you're a musician. And could you tell us something about your poetry? What kind of poetry do you write?
Yes, I write poetry about my visions, poetry about my dreams, poetry about nature, poetry about love, poetry about my family. I've won several awards in the States. I actually won a Golden Pen Award in England for my poetry. And I started my blog really with my poems, and then it sort of transmuted into more about my visions.
Yeah. Could you, I don't want to put you on the spot, Mel, could you give us a rendition of one of your shorter poems?
I can give you a musical one.
Okay, go on.
About my nephew.
Yeah.
Yes. And it goes like this. Let me think real quick, because I am on the spot. Let me think. Hold on. Rise up, young black boy. Rise up, young black boy. I'll give you the strength that you need. Rise up, young black boy. I'll give you the strength. Yes, indeed. Just call my name. You can depend on me. And it goes on and on like that.
I tell you, there's a man who doesn't need auto-tune. Mel Brake is a blogger and poet. Mel, thank you so much for speaking with us today.